Bekutah Sichas Chelek Yud Aleph Parsha Pekudei Sicha Beis B'tchilas Parsha Seinu Eli Pekudei HaMishka Mishkan HaEdos V'Gaymer. At the beginning of the Parsha, which it says these are the numbers of the Mishkan of testimony, and so on. Matik Rashi B'Dvar Masal HaSheni, Rashi quotes in the second Rashi on that Parsha, Esatevis Mishkan HaMishkan Mishkan, pointing out that it says twice the word HaMishkan and then Mishkan right after that. Umefarish, and he explains, Shnei Pa'omim, it's written twice, Remez L'Migdash Shenis Mashkin B'Shnei Charbonim. This is a hint in the Pasuk to the Beis HaMigdash that was taken as a collateral by Hashem in two destructions. The Beis HaMigdash was destroyed twice. Allah in the same shall Yisrael over the sins of the Yidden. So the word Mishkan, Mishkan is an allusion to the Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed as a Mashkin. The word Mishkan, Mashkin is similar and so on. But Tzarech Lohavin, so we have to understand. Hein emes she'inyin kishol ha'atzmai. So while it's true that this matter, Masha Bereish Parsha Zeni Yesh Remesh L'Beis HaMikdash, is that at the beginning of the Parsha there is a hint to the two Beis HaMikdash, who milsa b'taima is something which is reasonable, it's understood. So parsha zuhi ke'ein sachakol mebinyan ha-mishkan b'kelov. Since the parsha b'kudei is a sort of a summation of the building of the mishkan and the kelim of the mishkan, k'divrei Rashi b'divrei Maskil Harishon shebepasuk zeh, as Rashi says in the first Rashi in this pasuk, b'parsha zu nimnu kol Mishkole Nidvas HaMishkan, and this parsha lists all of the weights of all the donations of the Mishkan, Lekesev, Lezov, for the silver, for the gold, and the Cheshes, for the copper, V'nimnu Kol Kelo L'Chol Avedosei, and it lists all the Kelim that were made, all the work that was done, and so on. L'chein, Kanu HaMakam L'Ramez L'Oid Beis Mikdashe, She'yu Ba'asa, therefore this is the right place to give a hint to the future Beis HaMikdash, which will come up in the future. Ulam kashulavin, however, it is still difficult to understand. Lama ba kosev haremes bekosev beinyan hamidus al churbanim. Hamayra al churbanim. Why does the hint to the other two Batei HaMikdash, why is it hinted to us in a way that talks about the destruction of those two Beis HaMikdash, that they were taken as a mashkin, rather sham migdash nish mashkin b'shnei churbanim, v'loy v'remez achar ha-mayr al ha-migdash b'binyan v'kiyumei? Why wasn't there a remez to the two Beis HaMikdash as they stood in their glory? Why talk about them when they're destroyed? Number two, you say them as even more. Loma darshu razal ha-teva sanal maloshim mashkin. Why did the Chazal expound on these words, which are an allusion to the Mashkin, Hamayr al Churbanam, which talks about the Churban? Bekama Mekaymes Bechol Mokem Pshuta Shal Mikra Hu Lefarshim Loshim Shachanti. Why use the word Mishkan, Mishkan as an allusion to Mashkin, which talks about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when you can use the word Mishkan, Mishkan, twice Mishkan, to talk about the fact that the Mishkan is the dwelling place, also from the word Mishkan, for Hashem, and two Mishkans, in other words, two Batei HaMikdash, which would come in the future. So is a Gamba Mikdash, that this fact that Hashem dwells in the Mishkan is also true for the two future Beis HaMikdash. Although a little differently from the first one to the second one. And the first one was much more of the Shechina Shruya in the first Beis HaMikdash, a little less in the second one, and so on. But why allude to it as a Mashkin? Why not just talk about it as a Mishkan in the positive sense? Gimel, Mizesh Rashi Matika Mishkan, Mishkan Muvim Me'elov, Shadiyuki Hu Machpolis Tevis Mishkan. From the fact that Rashi quotes, the quotation in this Rashi from the Pasuk is Mishkan, HaMishkan, Mishkan, which of course means we understand that the reason that he is giving this explanation is because of the repetition of the word Mishkan twice. Why then does he have to spell it out for us? Shnei pa'amim, that is written twice. It's right there, plain and simple to see that it's written twice. Ubefrat shebereva mekaynes kikulam darkei lefarish mebli lahaktenas akusha hamisya shebes bepirushay. Especially that in most cases Rashi doesn't say what the question is that he's trying to explain. So why over here does he point out that it's written twice for Kolshka Minid Nindan? How much more so in our case, Shadiyuk Shol Shnei Pamim Boilatu, that the fact that it's written twice is very, very obvious, and there's no need to point it out. Dalid Lomad Diyuk Rashi Loimar Remez L'Migdash Shenis Mashkin Loshin Yachid B'Shnei Chorbonim. Why does he say it's a hint to the one Beis HaMikdash that was taken as a collateral in two destructions. Valoyhem Beis Mikdashes. There were two Batei HaMikdash who were taken as a mashkin. It would seem more appropriate to say Remez LeMikdashes Shenis Mashkinu B'Loshen Rabin, that this is a hint to the two Batei HaMikdash that were taken as a mashkin in a plural way. Hamasim agam yoser heim letchilas b'dvaros shnei pamim, which would be also more in line with what his introduction, which is two times. If it's two times, speak about it in a multiple. The heim lahem shechvara b'shnei chorbanim, also as he continues in two destructions. So if it's two destructions, it's two batei hamikdash. Why speak about it in the singular when both before and after you're talking about two? Hey. La'eza tam hutzrach la'isif ulevayr shar chorbanim hayu alavay neseim shal Yisrael. For what reason does Rashi have to tell us why they were destroyed? Why tell it over here that it was over the sins of the Yidden? La'chashakol hadiyuk bekeful halosh mishkan mishkan shnei pa'amim. Since the point that Rashi is trying to make is why was it repeated and that twice, Prami Yushuv is already answered. Muzbar and it's explained. But Amrish is a remez l'migdash nismashkin mishnei chorbanim, by saying that it was a mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash was taken as a collateral twice, and that we understand already. Why does he have to say why they were taken twice? Vav halaposik vayipel atzavre binyamin achiv vayef. It talks about when Yosef met Binyamin for the first time after Yosef was sold. So it says that when they met, he fell on Binyamin's throat and cried, and Binyamin cried on his throat. So Pirush Rashi there says, Shekoyal Shnei Mekdoshesh Asidim Liz V'chalgashu Binyamin. This was the reason he was crying. Yosef was crying was because of the two Batei Mikdash that would be in the future, would be in the chelik, in the section of Eretz Yisrael that belonged to Binyamin, v'sayis from the Charim, which would eventually be destroyed. V'gam, and also, in other words, that and Binyamin cried over Yosef al mishkan shilish asad liz v'chelik shel Yosef, that would be in the section of Yosef in Eretz Yisrael v'sayis from the Charim, and that too would be destroyed. Harei shagam mishkan shili nechrav. So then we see from this that and the child already knows this from Rashi there, that the Mishkan Shilu was also destroyed, just like the two Beis HaMikdash. V'im ken yesh la'akshay, so then the question could be asked, Minolei l'Rashi, how does Rashi takanosha gavonos ha'kosu b'mashukosu v'amishkan mishkan shnei pa'omim, that the pasuk mentioning the two Mishkans twice is to remind us of churbanos shel Beis HaMikdashes, that this is talking about the two Beis HaMikdash that were destroyed one after the other. V'nisha v'tzarachiyon lama le'nirmaz churbanu shel mishkan shili, which leaves us, or the student, with the question, why is there no hint to mishkan shili, of which he knows already that it was also destroyed? Ulai, because maybe that's not the pshat, maybe the pshat is adarav, yesa kara leimer, and it's even more likely to say, it's more reasonable to say, that the pasuk is really alluding to the destruction of Mishkan Shilai, Hakadam Kaidam Lahem, which came before the two Beis HaMikdash, Mishal Mikdash Rishon. So maybe it's talking about Mishkan Shilai and the first Beis HaMikdash, Vilei Nirmas Churban Shel HaMikdash HaBeis, and that the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash is not really included in this. Ki Hoya Chaser Kedlakaman. Because, as we'll explain later, the second Beis HaMikdash was lacking a lot of the important elements of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore is left out of this pasuk. Ashenke Mishkan de Moshe v'sheni yanao. Whereas the because the second Beis Hamikdash was missing some of those things, so therefore it's not mentioned as having been. It doesn't have that enough importance in comparison. Mashenke Mishkan the Moshe v'sheni yanao. I believe what he means by sheni yanao means maybe shiloi. Otherwise, I'm not understanding what he means by Besheni Hanal. So it would be more, maybe more, even more sense. It would make sense that Rashi should say that the Mishkan is referring to Mishkan Shiloi and the first Beis Hamikdash, rather than the two Batei Hamikdash. Zayin, another question. Rashi Mefarish Mehalosh Mishkan. Shamigdash nismashkin b'shnei churbanim. Rashi takes from the word hamishkan, the twice, that the mishkan was taken as a mashkin, as a collateral. Haynish churbanish olamigdash uba'efen shehardayim alulikichas mashkin. In other words, that Hashem taking away the Beis Hamikdash is like Him taking a collateral. Ulechayre einakem, but it would seem that it's not so. Sharei hamishkan u'davar hanitl mahaloyve ba'efen arev zmani. Because When a mashkin is taken, when collateral is taken, it's taken temporarily from the debtor, from the person who borrows the money, as a guarantee, and it's given back when he pays back the loan. Now it's only a temporary thing. Then the collateral is returned to the owner. If so, when Hashem took the first Beis Hamikdash as a collateral, he should have returned it in the exact same condition that he took it. In other words, that the second Beis Hamikdash should be comparable in every way to the first one. But in fact, what happened, there were a number of things missing in the second Beis Hamikdash that had been in the first one. As Rashi says in the pasuk, Yafta lekim li yefes, that Hashem will give beauty to Yefes. Rashi says, Ava pisha bona kairish, by yesheni lo shosav eshchina, even though that kairish did rebuild the second Beis Hamikdash, but it was not, the second Beis Hamikdash did not have the Shechina. The Heichan Sharsa, where was there a Shechina? B'Migdash Arishon, only in the first one. Over Parsha Tetzava, Pirush Rashi, and as well in Tetzava Rashi says, B'Migdash Sheni Hoya Chayshin, and while it's true that in the second Beis Hamikdash the Chayshin was there, Aval Oisei Hashem Lo Hoya B'Teichai, but the name, the Urim B'Tumim, was not inside the Chayshin. In other words, it was missing another thing. V'im kein eich shayach loymer, shebeis hamigdash harishon is mashkin. How could you call that, Hashem taking a mashkin of the first Beis Hamikdash, ma'achas shedugmasei lo yehozo l'bnei Yisrael, when He never returned it in the same condition as He took the mashkin? Vabir bazeh, so the explanation is, ikir inyan beis hamigdash, hu kemo shekasuv beis elokim bazeh shar ha'shamayim. The main central idea of a Beis Hamikdash is that this is the home of Hashem, and this is the gate to heaven. Beis Hamikdash Shulamayla, the gate to heaven, means that the Beis Hamikdash Shulmata is mechuvan, is directly, so to speak, under the Beis Hamikdash Shulamayla. And so this is the gate to get to the Beis Hamikdash Shulamayla. Oimer, and he says, Machan l'shivtecha pa'alta Hashem, a place for your dwelling did you create, O Hashem. Hamakam asher hachinoisi, the place that I have prepared. Therefore it says, Livnois is Beis Hashem Yerushalayim, to build the home of Hashem in Yerushalayim, v'nikra Beis Elamim, and it's called the eternal home of Hashem, v'kolzo b'shava b'Beis Hamikdash, v'shnei Beis Hamikdash. So this idea that the Beis Hamikdash is in Yerushalayim, and that's mechuvan keneged Beis Hamikdash Shulamayla, and so on, all of these details are true for the second Beis Hamikdash as well as the first Beis Hamikdash. And since that is the main thing of it, of the Beis Hamikdash, so therefore the second Beis Hamikdash was in fact a replica, so to speak, of the first one, or the same as he had taken away Mashenken HaMishkan HaMishkan Shiloi. But when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan and the Mishkan and Shiloi Shiloi Hoi Mechubanim Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalomayla, which are not in Yerushalayim, which means aligned with the Beis HaMikdash Shalomayla, B'nikroyim Oil, in addition to that they are also called an Oil, which means a temporary place, Oil Mayid Diras Arei La Shechina, only a temporary place for the Shechina. Harei, it's not called Beis Olamim, an eternal place. Harei Einoi Doima Klal Diras Arei L'Diras Kva. So, and there is no comparison between a temporary place for Hashem as the permanent place for Hashem. So therefore, the two Mishkans are not the same as the two Beis Hamikdash. V'chol Zeh Muvan Gam B'Pashtus L'Ben Chamish L'Mikra. And all this is quite clear, even to a young 5-year-old boy. Pratim shebehem shayne bayis echad mebayis shayne einem mishanim esanakuda ikri shebehem, that the fact that the details of the two buildings are not exactly the same, even though it's an important distinctions, but still that doesn't change that the main theme of the Beis Hamikdash is the same. It is the home of Hashem down here, which is aligned with the Beis Hamikdash of Hashem up there. Diras kvala ador b'teichem. First of all, it's a permanent place for the one who dwells there, meaning Hashem. Mashen ken oil, as opposed to a tent, the oil moyed or the mishkan shilu was not so. But gamim yiu b'ikame v'kame pradim shabem u'shavu l'bayis, because even if a tent has a number of details which are similar to a home, to a house, mekol makam shaynehu b'nekudu ikris, because it's still different in a very essential way. Shehu rak diras arev le diras kvad, that it's only temporary and not permanent. So therefore the child understands that there is a very big difference between a Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan, and the Mishkan Shiloi, and the two Beis HaMikdash. V'al pizeh moven, so based on this we understand, af she'ein beis HaMikdash is daimen zeh lo zeh b'kama v'kama pratim, that even though the two Beis HaMikdash are not similar to each other in a number of details, since the main point which of the two Batei Mikdash are one and the same, bayis l'shchinosei is barich, that they are the home, meaning the permanent home of Hashem's Shechina, and therefore when Hashem allowed the second one, rebuilt the second one, it was returning the mashkin of the first one. Whereas when we talk about the Mishkan, which is only a temporary place, a tent, you can't say that Hashem took that as a collateral and then returned a permanent home. That's not returning the same thing. It's a completely different thing, since they are very different in what something so essential. So therefore, the Mishkan Shiloh is not brought into this. It's talking about the two Batei HaMikdash, which makes more sense that one is the Mashkin was returned. The Oid Yesh Levar Bazeh. Another explanation, another thing that can be explained about this. Harem is Lebeis HaMishkanos, Hu HaMishkan Mishkan, Beis Pa'amim. The remes to the two Mashkins, which means the two collaterals that were taken, which is brought out in the word HaMishkan HaMishkan twice. Haina shesh shtei tevas adayma zelazeh, meaning that the word Mashkan and the word Mishkan are similar to each other. They're etymologically similar. Harei zeh gufe melamdeinu al advarim hamerumozim al yodam. This in itself teaches us about the things which are being alluded to through these words. Shegam heim shavim zelazeh, that just as the word Mashkan and Mishkan are similar to each other, so also the two mashkins of which we speak also should be similar to each other. Zaysemeres, in other words, Shakabani Hilabes Habet Bate Migdash, that there has to be a similarity between the two mashkins. In other words, the two Bate Amigdash are what we speak of, the Loyla Oil Shiloh Beis HaMikdash Kanal, but not the Oil the Shiloi and the Beis HaMikdash, which are not similar to each other at all. So just as we are leaning on the fact that Mashkan and Mishkan are similar, so the two buildings of which we speak also have to be similar. V'zui kavonas Rashi, b'diuk l'shoyne l'faresh ha-Mishkan Mishkan, And this is why Rashi, that's why he explains about Mishkan, Mishkan Shnei Pa'omim, that he says it's written twice. The Bazeo Madya She'enze Remez Ma'yitura Belishna Dekra, that it's not simply because there's an extra word there, so what we learn from this, that there is two Mashkans. She'oz Ein Hechach She'advarim Doimen Zo L'Zeh, because that, then there wouldn't necessarily have to be a similarity between the two Mishkans. Mishkan, when there's an extra word in the pasuk, there sometimes they teach about two completely different things. So that's not what he's trying to say here. Elo shalimadu mizesh mishkan meloshem mashkan nemesh nepa'amim, that the word mishkan, which is going to teach us about mashkan, because of the similarity, is written twice. Oyseya inya nemer pamayim, the same thing is written twice. The Zemashmenu, which is to teach us, HaRemez LeMikdash, that this is a remez to the Beis HaMikdash, Klemer Hu HaMikdash Arishon Hu HaMikdash HaSheni, that we're talking about the first one and the second Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Echad, that it is one and the same, Elishin is Mashkin B'Shnei Chubonim, but that it was taken twice as a Mashkin in the two destructions. Upshita She'en HaMaduba B'Mishkin Shili Beis HaMikdash, therefore from this we understand that we're talking about two similar Batei HaMikdash that are really one, and not about the Mishkan Shiloi and the Beis HaMikdash, which are completely different from each other. Ba'afel became case of Rashi Remez LeMikdash V'loi Beis HaMikdash. Even so, if the issue that Rashi is talking about is the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash as opposed, as distinct from the Oyel Shiloi, so then why didn't he say Beis HaMikdash? Ki darkesh afilu agodash bepirushei tzarachlias miyoshevas dibri ha-mikra, that because we know that even when Rashi gives a agoda, it has to be in order to explain the simple words of the pasuk. Obaloshna ha-mikra matzino mishkan u-mikdash tahaynu hach, ma-she'en kim Beis HaMikdash. And in the psukim, we find that there is a similarity between mishkan and mikdash. The two could be interchangeable. Mishkan and Mikdash are interchangeable. They refer to a similar thing, the place of Hashem, Masha Enkim, Beis HaMikdash. But when you talk about, if you're going to spell out that it's Beis HaMikdash, then the word Mishkan doesn't really fit with Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, he leaves out the word Beis because we're looking for similarities between the words of which we speak. As we said before, that the Mishkan and the Mashkan, and therefore Mishkan and Mikdash, also have to be somewhat similar, interchangeable, rather than Beis HaMikdash is really not interchangeable with Mishkan, because they're very different. Well, Pizet, and based on this, She'ike b'kavanas ha-remez hu le'inyan ha-mashkan, that the main thing is that it's a Mashkan. Yuvan atam loma remez, not that it's an extra word, but that it's a remez to the Mashkan. Yuvanatam loma ramaz hakosav lebeis hamikdashes kafishayim mashkin shu inyan achurban. Therefore, he alludes to the. Why is it? We asked before. Why does he allude to the mikdash, the two batei hamikdash, as they are in their destruction, rather than as they are rebuilt? The other of a mashkin madgishu mechadesh adaber nimtza bishleimusay, because when we talk about a mashkin, the point of a mashkin is, as he said before, that it will be returned exactly as is. You have to return it at the end of the period exactly as is. So in other words, that even in the destruction, the mashkin remains complete. Tamid afilu kishaver mishus rishus, even though it moved from one place to another, it went from the malve, from the loive, from the borrower to the lender, it still remains. Or in this case, it went from the Yidden's place to Hashem's place. It still remains. Churban HaMikdash lo yehoye b'epesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bitl ha-metzias chas v'shalom. This is telling us that even as the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's not that Hashem chas v'shalom destroyed the existence of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki im rak shalokach HaMikdash b'ter mashkin. All he did was take it as collateral in its state as it was down here, and then he returned it in the second Beis HaMikdash, and then the second Beis HaMikdash that was taken as a mashkin will also be returned, and that it exists even now, just in a different place, under the care of the lender, Hashem. V'osi shapir, this will now explain Masha Rashi Messiah b'pirushay, why Rashi concludes the explanation that by saying Olav and Esayim Shal Yisrael that was destroyed because of the sins of the Yidden. Why is that? Kel Yedeza Mevar Lama Einze El Mashkin. Through this, he's explaining why it's only a Mashkin. The Ilu Yitzuyah Shachor Ben Hu Mitzad HaMikdash Atzmai. Because if it would be, if we could imagine that the reason that the Eibishter destroyed the Beis HaMikdash was for something that was lacking in the Beis HaMikdash itself. For instance, Shegiyah saves man kiyumai, because he had originally only meant it for, to last for 410 years, and the time has come, it's over. Shehukva loy betchilag yetzabai. Hadez bitl. So then the time has come for the Beis HaMikdash, it's time, it's over, so he destroyed it, and that would be the end of it. Avol ma'achada sibiyav in the same Shal Yisrael. But because he tells us that the reason why the Hashem took away the Beis HaMikdash as a mashkin was not over some inherent weakness in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but it was because of the sins of the Yidden. Hainu shan hagas b'nei Yisrael garma, that it was the Jewish people's behavior that caused it. Harei ze rak pegeya b'ashaychus b'Beis HaMikdash b'nei Yisrael. Therefore, all that happened was that because the Yidden committed sins, therefore they lost touch with the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was taken away from the Yidden. But it still remains. It's not that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed or has been this battle. It remains. The connection between the Yidden and the Beis HaMikdash was lost temporarily and will be returned when the time comes. Or was returned when the time came, and then will once again be returned when the time comes. Another reason why Rashi adds over the sins of the Jew, of the Yidden, Shevapirush Rashi Latareids, because Rashi wants to explain Hein Emes Shalosh Nakosav. Although it's true, Shalosh Nakosav Muchach the Ayri Bebeis Hamikdash Veloy B'Shiloy, that as we said before, that from the Psukim it seems that it's talking about the two Beis Hamikdash and not about Shiloy. Mikol Mokem Ze Atzmei Tzarach Bir. This in itself needs to be explained. Lomel Ramas Nakosav. Why Taka didn't the Pasuk allude to Shiloh in this Pasuk as well? We understand that it's clear that the Pasuk is only alluding to the two Batei HaMikdash from the proof that he gave before. But why Taka didn't he mention anything about Shiloh? So therefore Rashi explains, Alav in Esayim Shal Yisrael, that the reason that he took the two Mashkins was for the Jewish people's sins. Mishikan Meramez Zatei Al Mikdash and Esmashkin Mibnei Yisrael. That he's talking about only about the two Batei HaMikdash that were taken as a mashkin for the sins of the Jewish people. Mashein ke mishkan shiloi, whereas when we talk about mishkan shiloi shenechra bechetam shel Chofni or Pinchas b'nei Eli ke mesupa b'navi, the mishkan shiloi was not destroyed over the sins of Klal Yisrael, only over the sins of the two sons of Eli who did mismanaged and they did things which were not right in the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the reason that one was destroyed. That's not being spoken about. The Pasuk is not talking about that mashkin. That's not a mashkin. Here we're talking about, because the Yidden is committed sins, Hashem separated them from the Beis HaMikdash only to be returned when is appropriate. Oid Yishleim Remez Beisofes Rashi Olav in Esayim Shal Yisrael. Another thing that we can explain why Rashi adds the words over the sins of the Yidden. Lahara is toikif kiyuma shel HaMikdash mitzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is to point out how emphatically Hashem keeps the mitzvah, from his perspective, from his part, Hashem is bent on keeping the Beis HaMikdash around. Hainu goydel cheftze v'ritzenu yizbaruch shizkayim HaMikdash b'teich b'nei Yisrael. How much Hashem wants to and make sure that the Beis HaMikdash should be kept amongst the Yidden, connected to the Yidden. What does he mean? Ki af al pisha avayin b'nei Yisrael hem agerim l'churban Beis HaMikdash. Even though, as Rashi says, it was the sins of the Yidden that brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, v'adei shonim rabbeis l'fnei achorban kvar hoya b'nei Yisrael shal Yisrael. It was many years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that the Yidden's sins already were multiplying. V'kvar ovru kama v'kama avedus, they already committed many sins, even long before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. V'chein oyegam b'yisheni, and this also, the same thing is true for the second Beis Hamikdash. V'chol zeh, chol zeh, chika gadosh baruch hu, even so Hashem waited, zman rab, a very long time, v'lo yinechad necher b'migdash, and did not destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Ad she'ovru rabbis b'shonim, until many years went by and things were not changing. So herech HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiyum Beis Hamikdash shonim rabbis. So we see that Hashem caused the Beis Hamikdash to continue to exist for many years, v'chdei she'yeshuva b'nei Yisrael, so that the Yidden would do tshuva, may have been the same from the sins, v'yishore Beis Hamikdash b'binyonei, and that the Beis Hamikdash should remain in its state, built state. In other words, that it would remain amongst the Yidden. So Hashem, he's pointing out that even though it was over the sins of the Yidden, we see that Hashem delayed and delayed and delayed in order to keep the Beis HaMikdash connected to the Yidden. V'gam inyan zeh b'hemshech l'mashen hizbar l'el. And this also comes in following what we explained before. Kavanas ha'kosef kan l'ramiz al Beis HaMikdash ha'asidim li'ez b'bnei Yisrael. That it's talking the over here, he's alluding to the Beis Hamikdash that will come in the future. Therefore, he is alluding to all the details that express what the importance of the Beis Hamikdash. That even when they're destroyed, they're only destroyed in the sense of a mashkin, that they will be returned. And that it's not something that is inherently missing in the Beis Hamikdash, it's only over a side thing because the Yidden sinned. And the third thing is kima ben the same shul Yisrael. Yeah, and beloy oid. And the third thing, al shekol ziba eifin shaloi rotz hakadosh baruch lachribay. And also that Hashem withheld from destroying it for so long. So all those three things are brought out by this one of ben the same shul Yisrael. Hai ra mizeba avedah sa'adam. What is the lesson to us in our avedah? It's appropriate for a servant to be like his master, meaning that the Yidden should be like Hashem. Just like Hashem refrained from destroying the Beis Hamikdash for such a long time, even though the reason for destroying it, which is the sins of the Yidden, was already there for many years, and by leaving it around, through this Hashem was giving the Yidden the opportunity and the koyach to be able to do tshuva. It's also therefore incumbent upon every single Yid to conduct himself this way with other people, not to refrain from helping and assisting a Yid, another Yid, in his Torah mitzvahs, Lazar loybasiyas v'kiyam amishkan, to help him to create and to cause to continue his own mishkan, v'shachanti b'seicham, that Hashem should dwell within him, ashras ha'shchina b'teich kol echad v'echad v'nei Yisrael. Hashem should dwell within each and every single Yid. V'afal pisha and haga zulosa enik edaboy, and even though that person may not be behaving properly, v'adarabe einon rishoyim lipotem mezeh, and therefore, to the contrary, we're not allowed to dismiss this mission. Ma'achashin etzabiru b'mitzvah sesa yichech tichech samisecha v'afal reicha kamoicha. That the fact he doesn't behave doesn't matter, because for this is not a reason to abandon him. To the contrary, there's another mitzvah, which is to help, to rebuke another Jew, which means to help him to come back to the right way, and the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. Noisiv lozeh, in addition to all this, b'negei l'ashpa al chaveda minyonot ha'ra mitzvahs ra'in ha'sefes. Kaviyachol ma'anhagas ha'kosh baruch ha'atzmai. We see another something that in Hashem's behavior that also lends us, gives us, guides us in how we need to approach another Yid. And also in this same thing, that we shouldn't consider the fact that this other Jew is not the way they should be. We see this from the Parsha Tisa, Mesupa Vayitin El Moshe Kachalosi Ledaber Ita Behar Sinai Shnei Luchos Ha'edus. Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he finished speaking to him on Har Sinai, he gave him the two luchos, he gave it to him to take down to the Yidden. Hainu, so we see from this, Shekeshagomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu daber itay achukim ha-mishpatim, when Hashem finished teaching Moshe the chukim and mishpatim of the Torah, miyad nosan le'eluchas, he gave him the luchas. So he said, Meres, in other words, that means to say, Shebeyoyim arboim la'aliyosei lahar Sinai, that on the 40th day, when since Moshe Rabbeinu came to Har Sinai, Siyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu eslimudei Moshe, that's when he finished teaching him. He was sitting there studying the Torah. And that very moment, he gave it to him to give. He gave him the luchas to give to the yidn. The gamavur, and we also know that when did the yidn make the egel? On the 39th day, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. Nimsa, so therefore it comes out shagam la'achash also was a egel, that even after the yidn made the egel, Adayin Lamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Moshe, Hashem still continued to teach the Torah to Moshe. Al Manas L'Lamda, meaning on the day 40, he kept teaching him the Torah and for the purpose of teaching them to the Yidden. The Gam Nosan Loi Oz Esaluchas, and he even gave him the Luchas then after the Yidden had built him Egel. Bechtei Litten and Yisrael for the purpose of giving the Luchas to the Yidden. Av Shabbos Hashoah also was Egel, even though they had already made the Egel at that time. So we see that the Eibishter, even after the Yidden made the Egel, Hashem was still continued teaching, and he still gave him the luchas to Moshe to give to the Yidden. V'im kein, if so, alachas kama v'kama, shekein tzarech lias anhagas ha'odam. Certainly then, the same has to be, a person has to do the same. Shaloi l'mnoye satsumim l'ashpia l'chaveda minyan etayram mitzvahs. Not to withhold from having a good influence on a friend in regards to Torah mitzvahs, notwithstanding the fact that that person's situation in ruchnius is not as it should be. To the contrary, because through this you have the opportunity to improve, to cause an improvement and an elevation and a growth in ruchnius by that person, and also in regards to yourself. Ki aloi huftachnu, because we were assured that meir einei shneim abaye, that Hashem will illuminate the eyes of both of the person that is being influenced and also of the person that is doing the influencing. So the person himself who is doing the teaching will also grow through this. Vayidei kol zeh niskel asiyas hamikdash, through all this we will be zeichet to the creating of the mikdash b'toich kol echad v'echad miyisrael, within every Jew, al yidei zeh lobona mikdash b'mkaymei, which will lead to the building of the Beis HaMikdash in its place, al yidei Mashiach tzidkenu, v'meir v'yameinu amen, through Mashiach, speedily in our days.